He's here, in the back. Okay, last time we were learning in the Gemara, the last thing the Gemara brought down was that who gets the money from the, if you buy off the Eved, the Yorshim get it, but not the Baal Chayv. The Gemara said, because he doesn't hold of Rab Nosson's din, Shibbutz Rab Nosson, that if I owe you and you owe him, he can get the money from me, and as we went into last week. So now the Gemara says, my time of the Tanakama, it's approximately middle of the page. It's a little bit above midway on the page. Okay, the Gemara says like this, my time of the Tanakama. We learned before there was an argument whether a Merche Bezdin, if Bezdin sells you as a slave, or you sell yourself as a slave, have the same dinim. Like Vizzi said, this one works for six and not more than six. This one gets pierced, this one doesn't. This one gets a Shivcha Kananis, this doesn't. So there's an argument between the Tanakam and the Chachamim, basically. And the Gemara was explaining each case, because the question is, we're in the middle of a whole Gemara over here. If you learn the Gzeir Shav of Sachir Sachir, which means we learn out, by Bezdin selling it says Sachir. The guy who sells himself it says Sachir. If we learn out the Gzeir Shava, so why is there a difference in certain dinim between Mecher Atzmei, if you sell yourself, or if Bezdin sells you? That's what the Gemara is in the middle of discussing. So Gemara says, my time at the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama who says that Mecher Atzmei, if the guy sells himself as a slave, in Rabbi Meisele Shivcha Kananis, that the master cannot give him a Shivcha Kananis. Everybody says, if Bezdin sells you as a slave, the master can give you a Shivcha Kananis, a goyish slave at night to reproduce children. But if you sell yourself, the Tanakama says he can't, and the Chacham hold you could. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why he holds he can't? So the Gemara says, Miyat Rachmana Gabba Marcho Bezdin, because in the case when Bezdin sells you, the Torah says like this, Im Adain of Yitin Loi Isha. The Torah has the word Lo Isha, meaning only to him the master can give a wife, which excludes Loi, only if Bezdin sells you, V'loi L'meicher Atzmi. So Gemara says, even though there's a Hekish, a Gzer Shava, Sachir Sachir, so really we should learn out selling yourself to sell by Bezdin, but here the Torah says, by Shivcha Kananis, Im Adain of Yitin Loi, which is extra. It should, the Pasuk could have said, Im Adain of Yitin Isha, if the master would give a woman, of course he means to the slave. Why does it say loy? To teach us the Tanakama holds, only if Bezdin sells you can he give you a slave, but not if you sell yourself. So v'idach, the other opinion that says he could give you a slave, so why does it say the word loy? It's extra. He says loy teaches us bal korchi. He can give it to him even against his will. That means the master can give the slave a Shivcha Kananis even if he doesn't want. Because we learned, it says in the Chumash clearly, the only time the master can give a Shiksa to the guy to live with is only if he's married. Only if he's married. If he's not married, he cannot give him a Shivcha Kananis. Because we're afraid he's going to want to stay married to her. But if not, the master can give him a Shivcha Kananis. But he says, what does Loi mean? Even if he doesn't want it, the master gives it to him against his will.
Can I ask just a side question? What is the status of the children from Shivcha Kananis?
The kids are goyim and they remain slaves of the master. That's where he gets free service of the Eved Ivri to reproduce Eved Kananim or Shivcha Kananim, the girls, for the master. That later on in the Gemara Kedushin, but closer to the end of the Masechta, is where the Gemara learns out that the kids follow the mother. The religion follows the mother. So if the mother is a Shivcha Kananis, which are basically a Shiksa, so then the kids are Goyim, but they remain as slaves.
What is going on? Does she need to keep some Jewish, like Eved Kananim? Tradition, the same positive about
no, just the negative mitzvahs, like women have to keep.
Isn't it against the law in Torah that we're not supposed to?
The same Torah that says no, here says yes. This is the only exception.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only exception that the man could. He's not halachically married to her. I mean, because a Jew can't marry a goy. It's not recognized as a legal marriage, but. In fact, the Gemara is going to. In the next piece of Gemara right now. V'idach. So the other opinion, where does he learn that the master could do it against his will? He's using lai to teach me only Meicher Bezdin gets a wife, not Meicher Asmus. So what does he do? From where does he learn that you could do it even against his will? So he says it's like this. Ki Mishneh Schar Sochin Nafke. The Torah says, Mishneh Schar Sochin means he works double of a worker. That's Mishnah means double. Mishnah Lechem, right? Lechem Mishnah Torah means double. The Torah says by an Eved, Mishnah Schar Sochir. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Tanya, it says in the Pasuk, Mishnah Schar Sochir Avodcha. Because he worked for you double. So the Gemara says, Sochir Eina El Eved Bayayim. What does the Pasuk mean? A worker only works during the day. Eved Ivri, Eved Bein Bayayim Bein Balayla. Eved Ivri works simply like 24/7. So the Gemara asks, V'chisayla al daitecha. Do you think it'll enter your mind? Shevet ivri evid bein b'yem b'alayla. I mean, the guy can't work 24/7. So what does it mean working by night? V'alei kivay nama. The Gemara says, even though it's forbidden to make him work hard, because it says, ki tev lo imach. He has to have a good life with you. Meaning, imcha b'maychel, he has to eat with you. Imcha b'mishli, he has to drink with you. You have to give him an evid ivri, the din is. You have to feed him whatever you eat. So how do you expect a guy to work 24/7? You're supposed to, you know, it's slave work, so to speak. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, what does it mean? Mikan, from here we see the Torah says, Sharabi Mesele Shivcha Kanainis, that the master can give him a Shivcha Kanainis. And obviously it could even be against his will. That's what he learns. So therefore you can give him a Shivcha Kanainis, even if he doesn't want. So the Gemara says, V'idach, but the other person doesn't, where does he learn this from? So he says like this, Ime Hosam, if it would only be from the Sukkah that Rabbi Yitzchak just quoted, Havamina ani milim midaitai. I would think the master is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kanainis, but only if he wants. Avo Balkoch Emeloi, but against his will I would think not. So that's why the word loy teaches us you could even do it against the will. Okay? So in other words, there's a few dinim the Gemara is learning out over here. The Tanna Kamma learns, loy teaches us that only a Meicher Bezdin can get a Shivcha. Mocher Atzma, if he sells himself, can get a Shivcha. The other opinion says, loy teaches us you could even do it against his will. Give him a Shivcha Kanainis. The other opinion says, no. That I learned now from Mishnah Schar Sochir. That the Gemaster could give him against his will. Because he works day and night. And the other being said, no, I would think from that Pasuk he can only do it willingly. Only if he wants. So the Pasuk says, loy, even if he doesn't want. So everybody agrees basically on one concept. The master can give him a Shivcha Kanainis against his will. Okay, that everybody agrees. The only difference is it only by Meicher Bezdin? Only when Bezdin sells you? It could even be if you sell yourself. But
Can the master give the Shivcha to more than one slave? Maybe that's the reason it says no. If somebody has multiple slaves, can he use one maid for more than one slave? The purpose is to procreate.
No, it's
why not?
I don't recall seeing anywhere that he can't. So then the law is not going to teach me anything. Simply, it seems that if a guy has two Eved Ivris, and he has one, yeah, but how many kids? He's still only going to have a limited amount of kids based on the Shivcha.
Unless there's a lot of Shivcha.
Yeah, well then for sure he can give one. The question is, can he give the same Shivcha Kanainis to two men? To two Eved Ivris? Why not? I mean.
Maybe that's why it says he works 24 hours a day. You keep giving them these
shifts
every night.
No.
Is it what when it says honor of Yitzchak or something? from this we know.
Shadabi Mesel and Shivcha Kanainis. No.
That's what it means. He walks by night.
Yeah, that's what he means.
So that's what Moshe was saying, right?
No, he said maybe he can give him maybe he can, every night a different Shivcha.
Is this an attest that there's no
Eved Ivri
in order?
No, there is an
Eved Ivri. Tell me Eved Kanani.
Even if there's Eved Kanani, he can give him.
Even if he's Eved
Kanani? Doesn't matter. If he wants a slave with a Yiddish cup, you know. He wants a smart slave.
If it's against his will, Rabbi, then we have a problem with Kitov Lo Imach. It's not...
Yeah, but the Gemara, says it's only the Meichel Imach, Mishti Imach. This is not work. It's not, in other words, Mishnas Charsoch means the master is gaining day work and night work. The night work is not working. Night work is creating kids. Yeah? So it's not, even if he doesn't want, but it's not this work, the slavery is not torturous.
Well, I couldn't not. You can't force a guy. A woman you can't force, but a guy can't force. If he doesn't want it, doesn't want it. It's not going to happen.
If he's not going to produce, he's not going to produce. So the man.
It's only if he's married.
It's only if he's married.
Right. It's putting a lot of pressure on the poor guy. Because his wife is going to be out over him.
No, but she knows when he becomes a slave that this is Dalach. No, the interesting thing is, one might think the logic would be reverse. That if he's not married, then you can give him the Shivcha Kananis. But if he's married, what are you doing to the guy? The Torah says just the opposite. The Torah says, Mama's just the opposite. If he's married, that's when you give him a Shivcha Kananis. If he's not married, you can't. Right? Why? Because, as the Mefarshim of Chumash explained, because if he's not married, we don't want him to fall in love with the Shiksa. Otherwise, he'll be devoted to his wife, and she'll understand that this is only for working purposes.
His wife stays with him while he's a slave. I'm sure she's not going to object to anything.
She doesn't. Well, she stays with him in the respect that the master is obligated to feed her. The master, because the pasuk says in begapi yaver begapi yetze, if he goes in alone, he goes out alone, meaning he cannot give him a shivcha kanis. Bal isha v'yotze ishta imei. His wife goes out of slavery with him. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, his wife was never enslaved. What do you mean his wife goes out with him? She was never a slave. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, what it means is the master has to support her as long as during the duration of the slavery. And then when he finishes the slavery, then she goes out from his obligation of support.
But legally she can get divorced once he becomes a slave.
Only if the master, only if the husband wants.
But he's a slave now.
So?
He was married, now he's a slave.
But he's a slave is a Jewish slave. It's not, it's a worker. Like we said, the Gemara says, Imach b'maychel, Imach b'mishta. The Gemara says, you have an Eved Ivri, and you have one pillow, you have to give it to the Eved, you can't keep it for yourself.
Don't they lose certain laws?
No, not Eved Ivri, nothing. No right. The only right he loses, but the Gemara says, he can get a Shivcha Kananis at night, that's it. Okay, so now the Gemara. So the bottom line, the Gemara is going back all the way to the beginning of the Gemara. Somebody said a statement. Not everybody holds of the Gzeirah Shava Sachir Sachir to like an Eved a Bezdin, an Eved that you sold yourself, right? And meanwhile, all the cases we brought to find out who says that, we always said no, that everybody really does hold of Sachir Sachir. So the Gemara asks, Eleman Tana Dolyov Sachir Sachir. So which person doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shava? So far, all the people in the Gemara, we said, hold of this Gzeirah Shava. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, the Shavel Mishpachtei, the Torah says, in the Yevil year, the slave goes free, and he goes back to his master. Yeah? He goes back to his family. So the Amid, Abelazar ben Yaakov says like this, B'meh HaKosim Medaber, what type of slave are we talking about? If he sold himself as a slave, Harikfar Amr, the Torah already says he goes out in Yevil. We learned in the previous Pesukim that Mecher Atzmei goes out by Yevil. If it's somebody that got pierced ears. You know, the guy wanted to stay after 6 years. Had a kvar amr. So it says, it's already said, ad olam, right? Means yevil. So what are we talking about? That yevil takes out the person is a unique case. In a case of medaber, the pasuk is only speaking machru bezdin. If bezdin sold the guy, two or 3 years before yevil, that the din is yevil meitziyei. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. When the Torah says the slave goes out by Yevil, so Gemara says, what slave are we talking about? Selling himself, the Torah already says he goes out by Yevil. Bezdin selling him, Nirtza, the Torah already says he's going out by Yevil. Now the pasuk comes along and says, and Yevil, he goes back to his family. What Evid are we talking about? So Gemara says, we must say, it's speaking by an Evid that Bezdin sold 2 years before Yevil. Now, normally, in Machur Bezdin works for 6 years. By Sheishanim Yavit. So the Torah is teaching us that if the Yevil comes during the 6 years, he goes out free. He goes out free during the Yevil year. So the Gemara says, so we see from this that he doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. Why? So the Gemara says like this. V'isal k'day t'chyal of Sachir Sachir. If you say he learns out Machru Bezdin from Mecher Atzmei, or Mecher Atzmei from Machru Bezdin, Nelev Sachir Ali. Why do I need the Pasuk to teach me goes out by Yevil? Nelev Sachir Sachir. Why can't you learn by Mecher Atzmei goes out by Yevil, so Mecher Bezdin also goes out by Yevil? Why do I need a special Pasuk to tell me that when Bezdin sells you 2 years before Yevil, Yevil is going to take you out? If we're learning Sachir Sachir, that means Mecher Bezdin and Mecher Atzmei have the same din. So if Mecher Atzmei goes out by Yevil, Mechru Bezdin also goes out by Yevil. Why doesn't he need a special pasuk to tell me that? So you see, we must say that he doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. That means selling yourself and being sold by Bezdin is two different dinim. Therefore, we need another pasuk to tell me that he goes out by Yevil. So Gemara says, Amen Rav Nachum Yisrak, no. La'elam Yalev Sachir Sachir. We do hold of Sachir Sachir. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that when Bezdin sells you 2 years before Yevil, Yevil frees you even though you didn't work 6 years? Because Salka died the Chamin, I would think that, you know what? If Bezdin sells you, you wouldn't even go out by Yevil. I would think only if you sell yourself you go out Yevil. But if Bezdin sells you, you don't even go out by Yevil. Why? Because Mecher Atzmei Delayavid Yisura. A guy that sells himself as a slave, why did he sell himself as a slave? He's broke. Like you learned, the only way you can sell yourself as a slave, as an Eved Ivri, is if you're broke. You didn't steal, you didn't do any Avedis, you push it broke. So maybe a Mecher Atzmei goes out Yevil, because he didn't do anything wrong. Avo Mechru Bezdin. But if Bezdin sells you, meaning, why does Bezdin sell you? Because you stole, right? They weren't. Why does Bezdin sell you as a slave? You stole, and you don't have the money to pay it back. Over there, you did a sin. So I would think, maybe then, Yevil doesn't free you. So the Torah says, Kamash Malon. In other words, like this. Really, we learn out, Sachir Sachir, Mecher Atzmei from Mechru Bezdin. And Mechru Bezdin from Mecher Atzmei. If Mecher Atzmei goes out by Yevil, Mechru Bezdin really should also go out by Yevil. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me he goes out by Yevil, if it should be automatically learned? He said, because this is worse. Mechru Bezdin, you committed a sin. So I would think the Torah finds you that you don't go out by Yevil. You have to work for 6 years. That's it. So even though normally we like in Mecher Bezdin and Mecher Atzmei, but in this case there's a logic to say we don't, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me, nevertheless, Mecher Bezdin goes out in Yevil.
So
so you can't sell slave in Yovel.
Right.
So if somebody wants to steal, the best year to steal would be Yovel, because they cannot be sold.
A day before Yovel. A day before Yovel year is
sold. Yeah, how much before is it?
As soon as Yovel comes, you're out. Yom Kippur and Yovel, you're out.
A few weeks before?
Mm-hmm. That's what Gemara says. Yovel to the Teres of Vishavel Mishpachti.
Don't the Bedin determine how many years he has to work?
6 years. Sheishanim Yavid.
No, but if, let's say, he steals something that values $1,000.
Right.
Don't it determine, okay, how much $1,000, how much time it is? It has to be only 6 years?
Not more.
What about less?
No, then we learned. Let's say he stole. Let's make it easy again with the years. Okay? Let's say he sold $300.
Right.
Okay? And he sold as a slave for $100 a year for $600. Right? But he only stole $300. So he gets back the change. He gets back $300 from the master.
Oh, so he still has to work for 6 years?
He still has to work for 6 years, though. It's exactly the cost of. Shei Shonim Yavid. That's Exeris HaKosef. But the same Torah says that if Yovel comes after 2 years, you go out anyway.
And if you really should work only 4 years, you still have to work 6 years, and the owner has to pay you for those.
Well, when he buys you for a slave, who's getting the money?
The family of the...
The Evan himself. But he stole $600, he stole $300 worth. He sold to the master for 600. He gets back 300, and then 6 years he has to work. But the Gemara is going to learn soon. The Gemara is going to discuss this soon. That you could buy yourself freedom. You could buy yourself freedom,
even if it's only
6 years. Right. Even for 2 years.
No, the Torah says Shei Shonim Yavid.
There's no option for
Baal Abayit
to get
an
Eved for 2 years.
No, not an Eved
Ivri.
6 years. But Eved Ivri can buy himself back. And what the Gemara is going to discuss, that very interesting.
Is there value placed on the yearly work of the slave?
No, the Eved, everybody, every Eved is a, if he's a gazette big guy, he's worth more.
Oh, so it does go based on value.
Sure.
How much he could do.
How much he sold in the slave market?
Okay, so if he sold,
you're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri on the slave block. That is also a Gemara, because it says Tevla Imach. You can't sell an Eved. In the olden times, Eved Kananim were sold on a slave block. There was a slave stand, and people were just sold, right? The slaves
auctioned off.
Now Eved Ivri is not allowed to be sold that way because it's not dignified for the Eved Ivri. Tevla Imach. You need to have give him respect. But it's still, there was a price paid on the Eved Ivri.
So let's
say, like the Gemara says, an Amma that's pregnant, a Shivcha Kananis that's pregnant is worth more than a Shivcha Kananis that's not pregnant. Because soon she's going to have a baby, that's an additional slave in the house. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, it's all... In fact, the Gemara says, God forbid, if somebody damages a pregnant lady and she miscarries. She's a miscarriage, yeah? So how do you have to pay Nezek? So the Gemara says, you estimate how much this woman is worth a slave on the market pregnant, how much she's worth on the market not being pregnant, and that difference is the value of the kid. It's a strange way, but...
Pain and suffering, absolutely.
Yeah, there's other thing, yeah. But I'm saying the nezik, the damage part, how much did you damage this woman, based on how much the slave is worth pregnant, and how much the slave is worth not pregnant.
So let's say the slave steals $1,000, and he's worth $1,000 a year for the work type of work he could do. Mm. Nevertheless, he has to stay for 6 years. At the end of 6 years, does the owner owe him $5,000?
No, he's bought for $6,000.
He gets it up front.
He gets it up front. When you buy an Eved, it's upfront money.
But he only stole $1,000. Now the owner.
So the owner gives him back $5,000, like we said.
So if he steals $1,000, he's really hiring himself for 6 years and he makes $5,000 more in the store?
Correct. If he buys himself back.
And if he comes up with another $1,000, he's.
Well, after a year.
After a year.
Why after a year?
Because the first 1,000 he has to pay. He has to work it out.
But what happens to the Gezer Sakosa that he has to stay for 6 years?
Because, but the Torah allows him to buy himself back.
Okay. Only
Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani doesn't go out free only if he knocked out his tooth, his eye, or something like that.
Even in Yovel, he doesn't go out.
Eved Kanani is forever.
And his children.
Children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. Stays in the family.
When
Eved Kanani stopped in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash this time. Yeah. Right. No, I'm sorry. No, Eved Kanani went on further into the time of the Gemara, I think, then it stopped. I don't know. Anyway, Amar Mar, so Gemara said like this. The Gemara was saying about, you know, if you learn Socher, Socher, not. It says, Ibn Nirtza. It's, the Gemara said just now in this Brais, it says that it's a Vishavel Mishpachtis. So Rabbi Lozman Yaakov said, who are we talking about? If it's talking about Nirtza, the Torah says already he goes out by Yevil. Vavoda la ilam. Mahi, so the Gemara says, what does it mean? What do we learn that Nirtza goes free at Yevil? It says something like this. Vishavtim Ishel Lachuzasev Ishel Mishpachtis. The Pasuk says, by Yevil, not by din of slaves, by the din of Yevil. In Pashas Bahad, the Torah says like this: a man, each man goes back to a chuzasi to his possessions. For isha mishpachtei, and each man goes back to his family. Okay, so Gemara says, "Mamei akosim medaber." What type of evidence are we talking about? Ibn meicheratzmei. It already says that the guy goes out. It says in before the quotes from the Atshnasa Yevil Yavidimach. The pasuk says clearly, if a guy is broke and he sells himself as a slave, the Torah says he can only work until Yovel. Ibn machro bezdin, if it's speaking by bezdin selling you, harek v'am, it's a vavodah lo'ilam, right? Ha'ein ha'kosim medaber, ela benitza shnai ishtayim isholoshonim lefnei ha'yovel. That if he became nirtza, meaning the 6 years were up and he wanted to stay longer, so it says he goes out, Shayevel Metziah, that Yevel takes him out. So what do you see from there? That a Nirtza goes out. Because the question is like this. In Mishpatim, the Torah just says, Va'avodah la'olam. Now normally, olam means forever. Right? But the Gemara says, but the Pasuk over here says, that in Yevel he goes back. He goes home. Now, if it's Meicher Bezdin, it says already. In Meicher Atzmei, it says already. So what type of case are we speaking about that the Torah says you go back in Yevil? So Gemara said, we must be speaking by a case that 2 years before Yevil, the Eved became a Nirtza. He pierced his ears to stay longer. And the Torah says in Yevil, he goes back. Because Gemara is soon going to say, because when it says L'Olam, maybe Itaka means forever. Maybe Itaka means forever. So, the Pasuk V'Shavel Mishpachtei teaches us that when it says Eilam, it means 50 years. And the Gemara also said, we learn now from a different Pasuk, that Yevil is Eilam, because by Shmuel HaNavi, it says over there, his mother brought him to the Beis HaMikdash when she finished nursing him, which was 2, and he stayed there ad Eilam, says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash ad Eilam, and Shmuel died at 52. So how long was he in the Beis HaMikdash for? For 50 years, because he came when he was 2. But the Gemara is going to soon discuss that the word Eilam itself, maybe Taka means forever. Maybe it means Leilam Vod. But the Gemara says no, because there's a Pasuk that says, V'shavel Mishpachtei b'yevil. Now, it can't mean a regular Mocher Bezdin, because the Mocher Bezdin already in Torah says you go out. B'yevil. Meicher Atzmei, the Torah says you go out. So what pasuk, what Eved are we talking about here that goes out? An Eved that was pierced 2 years before Yevil goes out. So Gemara says, my mashma, how do you know the Torah is talking about a Nirtza? Maybe the Torah is talking about a different type of a person. Amekra, because Amerava Bashila, Amekra Ish. The Torah says, V'shaftem Ish Elochuzasei. Meaning, what type of servant, what din of a servant applies only to a man, not a woman? The din of a nirtza, a woman doesn't get pierced, and the man does. A woman can't stay after 6 years or after she reaches puberty. Once she reaches 12, she's out. And the Gemara says like this. So now the Gemara says like this. If Bezdin sold you, the Torah tells us he goes out by Yevil. Then there's another pasuk telling me that if you're pierced, you also go out by Yevil. Right? Why does each one need their own pasuk? Why can't I learn out one from the next? So it sounds like this. V'yitzach l'michtav machru bezdin. I need the pasuk to tell me if bezdin sells you. V'yitzach l'michtav nirtza. And I need to tell you if you're pierced. Why? V'yashminim machru bezdin. If it says that only a machru bezdin goes free by yevil mishum dom leimat is money. Because his time never came yet. And therefore, the Gemara says, Yevil is the time. I'll explain in a second. Avo nirtza de matiz mana, but by nirtza, his 6 years came up already. And he decided to stay longer, so maybe we fine him that Yevil doesn't take him, make him free. In other words, like this. If the Torah only said, Machru Bezdin goes out free, I would think, yeah, Yevil frees him. You know why? He didn't do anything wrong. He worked the years, now Yevil comes and he's freed. But a Nirtza who worked 6 years, the Torah said, you can go free now. And he decided to stay, so I would think maybe he has to stay even after Yevil. So the Torah says, no, there's a pasuk even by Nirtza, that when Yevil comes, he goes out free. But I couldn't learn it out from Machru Bezdin, because by Bezdin, he never stayed beyond the time that the Torah made him stay. This guy wants to stay longer. So maybe the Torah says, you want to stay longer, stay. Until the end of your life. Over there, the Torah says clearly, he goes up by Yevil. Atchnasa Yevil Yavidimach. Only if he's broke. Ame Ivriya can never be sold more than once. I mean, give you a crazy example. I mean, a guy sold his daughter when she was two. Okay, so she worked 6 years. She didn't reach puberty yet. She's only eight. Yeah, at eight she goes out. Yeah, can the father sell her again? No. But Nevid Ivri, he's on his own. He wants to sell yourself. You're broke. You can only sell yourself if you're broke. Right? So if after Yevil you have money, you can't say I'm broke. If he's broke again, yeah, he could sell himself again. But only if you're broke. Otherwise, you're not allowed to sell yourself as a slave.
It's
allowed.
If he has...
Never. No. The Gemara says... What's the amount? Gosh. Ten times the amount, I think the Gemara said. I think it's ten times. If a Jew sold a Jew as a slave to a Goy, Bezdin forces the Jew to buy him back from the Goy up to ten times the amount he got for him. Huh? I don't even know I'm talking about. Bezdin forces the owner who sold this Eved Ivri to a guy to buy him back. For a very simple reason. By the guy, he can't do any mitzvahs. Eved Ivri is 100% Jewish. He's a Jew. How's he going to keep mitzvahs by a guy? I think it says the Lashon, at Eseb Bedomav, I think 10 times the amount that you sold him for, Bezin forces you to buy him back for that amount. Yeah. Yeah.
Can he sell himself to raise money to do a mitzvah?
No. So only ki yomach achicha. Rashi says in Chumash. The Torah says, ki yomach achicha, only if he's mamish broke, she'en le malecho, there's nothing to eat, then he could sell himself.
So what, he has to get a permission from Beit Din to sell himself?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Beit Din has to give you permission, but obviously...
When you say he can't or he can't or can't...
If he wants to keep that loch, it's only if he has mamish no money. Does he need permission from Bez and that I've never seen anywhere, either way?
Because he's saying he can't sell himself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, halacha says you cannot sell yourself as a slave unless if your mamish
so
broke.
That means they could enforce it.
Does Bezin enforce it? I don't know. I don't. I haven't seen it. It could be. I don't know.
It's between him and Hashem.
Yeah. Okay, then it says... In fact, Tesis over here asks a very simple question, very simple answer. Tesis asks, the Gemara says, what mitzvah only applies to a male servant and not a female servant? Only the piercing, right? So Tesis said, what do you mean? Bezdin can't sell a woman. And the Bezdin could sell a man. So Tesis says, selling, though, is possible by the woman. Not Bezdin, the father could sell her. But the sale of a woman is shayach by man and woman. Pierced, you know, not earrings. Pierced ears for the eved, that only applies by a man. So nirtzah can only be by a man. Okay, then the Gemara says, v'yisrach l'michtah v'shaftem, I need the pasuk by a nirtzah that he goes, not the Gemara is basically alluding to another question. It says already, v'avada l'olam, by nirtzah, the Torah says in Mishpatim, he works until yevil, ad olam. So why do I need the pasuk v'shaftem to tell me that he goes up by yevil? So he says, like we just said before, the ikos v'rachmana la'olam, if the Torah would have said la'olam only, hava mina la'olam mamish, I would think forever means forever. That if the guy gets pierced, he works forever until he dies. So kos v'rachmana v'shaftem. So the Torah says, no, he goes up by yevil. I write v'shaftem and you won't need ad olam. So he says, "V'ikos v'rachmana v'shaftem had ava." I mean, I would think, "Hani milehechad oloyavet sheish." I would think, when does a guy go back by yevil to his family if he didn't work the 6 years yet? Aval hechad oloyavet sheish, but already he worked 6 years, and then he wants to stay longer. I would think that he could stay even longer, even after yevil. Lei sefer sefer chamer mitchilasei. That the end should not be stricter than the beginning. Matchilas is sheish, just like the beginning was six. The meidin nirtza is also at the end of 6 years. How do I know yevil would free him if yevil falls out in middle of the 6 years? So kamashman la'elam la'elam is shel yevil to the eternity of yevil, and therefore teaches us both psukim to tell me, number one, that elam means yevil. And v'shaftim teaches me that leilam means yevil, and leilam teaches me that even if he didn't work 6 years the second time after pierced, he still goes out of yevil.
What about the 50th jubilee year?
That's yevil, no?
What about the 70th?
No, Shemitah not. Shemitah does not free slaves. Just yevil. The only din of Shemitah is he can't plant a field. Right, and you can't collect debts. But everything else stays.
So what does it mean that he has to work 6 years and he has to work 6 years? By which slave does it say 6 years, but by which one Adela?
By regular slave it says, Bezdin says you work 6 years. Then it says, if he gets pierced, he says, I want to stay longer. So he says, Adela. Now I would think that you still need to work at least 6 years. The second time, just like the first time. How do I know that if Yevil falls out in the middle of the 6 years, he goes out free? So that's Adelam. So teach him all things. That even if he gets pierced, he only works till Yevil. But if Yevil is less than 6 years, he goes out less than 6 years.
But if he steals or he sells himself, it's only 6 years. The only time he has to stay until Yevil is when he wants to stay extra.
When he wants to stay, but the question is, if he sells himself, can he stay longer than 6 years? That's the argument we learned before, the Tanakama and the Chacham. Ever Kanani is there for life. And his kids for life.
And Yovel
Kanani no. Can also become a slave in two ways, stealing or selling.
No, Ever Kanani, you just buy.
What do we learn from Leolam, Adolam? Why not say Yovel throughout? Do we learn anything from Leolam?
Yeah, Leolam teaches me that if at the time he pierced his ears, Yovel is less than 6 years, he goes up by Yovel.
Just say Yovel.
That's what it says, Adolam.
What if it just said Yovel?
Why doesn't the Torah just say Ad Yovel? Ba'avod le Yovel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
Ad Yovel. We don't know.
No, the Gemara is not talking about the word Elam versus Yovel. The Gemara is talking about Bechlal. Elam is an extra pasuk.
Extra two words,
Ad Yovel. Well, it should be Ad Yovel. So Yovel or Elam, either one of them is extra. Sigmar says not extra. Why the Torah says Olam instead of Yovel? I don't know. Maybe the Torah wants to teach us that Olam is Yovel.
I still don't understand why the Gemara says you need these two words.
Because I would think that an Eved Ivri, the God has ears pierced, right? I would think he must work for 6 years even if Yovel comes in the middle. Because the first group was 6 years. I'll give you an example from sports. If there's a game tied, not baseball, but football, right? Yeah? If the game is tied...
Extra time.
Yeah, they have to play a whole extra quarter.
Ping pong.
It's not the first team that scores.
It's overtime.
Overtime is a quarter, though. Okay, it's not the first team that scores. In basketball also, if it's a tie and they go overtime, it's a quarter, I don't know, they go a quarter, whatever it is, yeah. They play a whole period. Right? Why don't you say the first guy that wins? That by an Eved, he works for 6 years. Okay? Now he says, okay, I want to stay longer. Right? So, logic says, how much longer should he stay? At least 6 years. At least 6 years. Right? Now, what happens if Yovel comes in the middle of those 6 years? Does he go out free?
Yep.
I wouldn't know. So Ad Elam teaches me that he goes out free. Because I would think he has to stay at least 6 years.
Ad Elam is used by Nitza?
Yeah. In Mishpatim.
Is there a blemish on the person's title, personality, when he becomes, after he leaves being a slave? Can he run for president? Just using it as an example. I'm serious.
Can he run for president
of
what?
Can he become like a coin god or I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a blemish?
He can go. Yeah, but.
Blemish in his status as a Jew?
No.
As a human being?
Not as a Jew.
Public.
No, but the Shail in the Gemara is only by a coin god and a melech. The coin god stole. And then he sold as a slave. Right? Can he go back to his original post?
Right, okay.
But a regular Jew, as far as everything else, besides Kohen Gadol and Melech, why shouldn't he be able to?
So an Eved can't become Kohen Gadol or Melech. I guess that's
the Eved? Probably not.
It's not just an Eved, a person in position of authority.
Authority position, yeah.
So those two things.
That we learn up, but all those didn't we learn up from Melech.
This Democrat, fine.
If he's Democrat, he could run for the Republicans. They'll take him. Okay, so now, bottom line is, the Gemara still doesn't know who doesn't hold of Sacher Sacher. So the Gemara says, Ela man tana de liyav Sacher Sacher. But at least, where do we find a tana that doesn't hold of Sacher Sacher? So the Gemara says, okay, we'll try another case. Rebbe is the din of Rebbe. Why? Din is like this. It says, V'im lo yigol be'elem. It says over here, the case is a Jew sold himself to a goy. That's the case. A Jew sold himself to the goy. So what happens? The pasuk says over there, "Vimlo yigoel be'ela," if he won't be redeemed, the Rashi says, "Pigan nimka leiv dekachovim." A Jew sold himself to a goy. And then the Gemara says like this: if the servant will not be redeemed by these. We don't know yet who these are. But the pasuk says like this. If the Eved will not be redeemed, then the Torah says, Okay, so what does it mean? So the pasuk says he'll go out in Yevil. Now, this din is speaking, as the Gemara explains, not here, but when Eved, when Beis Din controlled Eretz Yisrael, right, even the Goyim were under Jewish law, right? So if a Jew sold himself to an idol, to a Goy, okay, we're soon going to see there was a Chiyuv and the relatives to redeem him. Okay? What happens if they didn't, for whatever reason? So then the Torah says he goes out by Yevil anyway. Okay? Now the Beis Din forced the Goyish owner, who is under Jewish law, to free the slave. Okay? So Rabbi says, Be'elahu nigal, but the Torah says like this, if he wasn't redeemed, Be'elah by the relatives, which means, Be'elahu nigal, only the relatives can free him. Ve'nigal ela b'sheish, but 6 years does not free him if he was sold to a goy. What does the Torah says? If the relatives didn't redeem him, then he goes out with Yevil. That means what is the only way a Jew sold to a goy can go out free? Only Yevil. Not with 6 years. Ve'nigal b'sheish, he doesn't get freed by 6 years. Sheyocha, because I would think a kavuchaymet that he goes out with six. Why? Umami she'ena nigel be'ela. A servant who cannot be redeemed by relatives. Okay, madich, meaning a Jew that was sold to a Jew as a slave, cannot be redeemed by relatives, meaning the Torah doesn't say it. He could, but the Torah doesn't say it. Nigel b'sheish can be redeemed in 6 years. Zesh nigel be'ela. The Jew is sold to a guy that could be redeemed by relatives. Ein adin shenigel b'sheish. For sure he can be get out in six. Rabbi says like this. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a guy that sold himself to a guy does not go out in 6 years? The pasuk tells me only Yevil takes him out. Right? Nothing else. So Rabbi says, why do I need this pasuk? Because Rabbi said, otherwise I would have a kal v'chaymer. A Jew who is sold to a Jew, where the Torah that never mentions the relatives can free him. They could, but the Torah doesn't say the relatives can free him. Goes out in 6 years. This guy that could be freed by relatives, for sure should go out in 6 years. Right now it doesn't really matter. No, it doesn't matter either way. But Rabbi says, this is a kal v'chaymer. A guy who was sold to a guy, right? A guy that was sold to a Jew, who cannot be redeemed by relatives, goes out in 6 years. A Jew that was sold to a guy that could be redeemed by relatives, for sure goes out in 6 years. Therefore, Rabbi says, the pasuk says, no, only Yevil takes him out, and nothing else.
Why is it capital? I mean, a Jew can't be redeemed by his relatives?
The Torah doesn't mention it.
But the capital should be that if a Jew could be redeemed from a goy through his relatives...
But the Torah doesn't... The Torah only says that by a Jew sold to a goy.
So what's the capital?
If a Jew... that sold to a Jew, right? Can he be redeemed? No. But can he go out in 6 years?
Yeah.
So a guy who could be redeemed, for sure should be able to go out in 6 years.
Parenthetically, he could be redeemed. The Torah doesn't say,
as far as the Torah is concerned, he doesn't exist. So the din is, if the Jew sold to a Jew, cannot be redeemed by relatives, yet goes out in 6 years, a Jew sold to a guy who could be redeemed by relatives, for sure should be able to go on 6 years. So the Torah says, "Vim yon lo yigal ve'ela," then he goes out in Yevil.
That's weird.
Why?
Why is the counselor? Don't understand the counselor. Why is the
counselor the Jew to stay with the idol worshiper?
No, over there, that's where you force the relatives to redeem him. But if he's by a Jew, there's no reason to force the relatives to redeem him.
Yeah.
And if the relatives wanted to redeem him, the owner doesn't.
The Torah doesn't say that he has to redeem him. Correct. Himself, he can redeem himself against the master's will. But nowhere in the Torah does it say that if the relatives want to do it, he has to do it. Obviously, all they have to do is give him the money. He can do it himself. No, those days it didn't exist.
So what's the count? The Kal Chaimer is if he could be redeemed, it should be. It's more easier for the Torah to say that he could go out in 6 years automatically.
If the person was sold to a Jew, can relatives redeem him?
The Torah doesn't tell us.
The answer is no. Can the relatives redeem him?
No.
Yet, does he go out in 6 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a guy could be redeemed by relatives, for sure he should be able to go out in 6 years.
Why is it much more of a chiddush to be able to let the relatives redeem him?
If the relatives can't redeem you, and yet you go out in 6 years, so what's stronger, 6 years or relatives?
His mother alone.
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, 6 years is more powerful to redeem a Jew because
relatives
can't.
Relatives is stronger.
No, relatives can't, and the 6 years does. So 6 years is more effective for a Jew than relatives, right?
Yeah, yeah. So then, if a guy could be redeemed by relatives, for sure he should be able to go out in 6 years. The reason why I'm not going into that now, I'll tell you the truth, is because coming up in the Gemara, which we'll probably get to next week, the Gemara says, when you redeem an Eved, does he go free, or does he become your slave?
As even as relatives?
Yeah, maybe they become the...
They can't just...
Or if anybody else redeems him.
They can't give him a gift of freedom?
A Jew sold to a guy. A Jew sold to a guy. Yeah? People could redeem him. Yeah. Even if he sold to a Jew, we're not discussing. And even if he sold to a guy, can they redeem him?
And the guy has to sell.
No, they buy him off. They buy him off.
And he becomes their
slave. Oh, so now what happens to that guy? Does he become their slave? Does he go out free?
And if he,
is there a difference if relatives redeem him? And that's the whole next piece of Gemara.
If the buyers want, they could just. But as a kindness.
If the buyers want, of course they can redeem him. They free him. Right?
But first he becomes their slave, and then they do
it. Is the master of an avid ivory allowed to say after 2 years, you know, you're such a nice guy, go out free?
Why not?
So it says you have to work 6 years?
Oh.
Can a master free a slave after 2 years?
Yeah, he's
no.
redeeming him.
No.
Redeem him?
I mean, you can give the guy money and then he can buy himself back. But I'm saying, if he says you're free, he doesn't go free.